This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast that gives you strategies and solutions for building more happiness into your daily life. This week marks our 6th anniversary.
Yay!
So as we do for each anniversary, we will reflect on some highlights of the past year, the Try This at Homes, hacks, and our favorite moments. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, and human nature. Once again, yes, I am in my home office of New York City, and joining me today from LA is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft. And Elizabeth, boy, I'm happy that you agreed to do this with me 6 years ago.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And Gretchen, I cannot even imagine my life without this podcast.
Well, this podcast, and then you have a big milestone for your other podcast,
because yes,
one podcast is not enough. Happier in Hollywood is about to hit a big moment, too.
Yes, Happier in Hollywood. Sarah and I are having our 200th episode this week. And I remember, Gretch, when we started Happier almost right away, I was saying to Sarah, you know, we should do a podcast about Hollywood.
And here we are.
And she said yes. That's right. And now we have these amazing communities, and it's just brought so much.
I know. It's hard to imagine life without it. So this is the 6th anniversary. So, Elizabeth, we do this every year, but this year was quite different from the previous 5 years. I think it is safe to say it may be the most different year we will ever do in the life of our podcast. We hope.
Yes, because of COVID. I mean, we haven't even seen each other, Gretchen, in person in more than a year. It's the longest we've ever gone our whole lives.
I know. You know, I actually went back to look and see when we were last together. So we last saw each other on December 27th, 2019. We were in Kansas City. We did an escape room, prescient.
Yes. I mean, now it just feels like life is one big escape room. We had no idea what was to come.
Yeah. No, we were talking about live shows. We were like, oh, we're going to do more live shows in 2020. It's going to be great.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm so glad we did the live shows, Gretchen, because we went all over the country. Yeah. And it was, I'm just so glad we had that experience.
It was intense.
Yeah, it was very intense, but now I'm so glad we did it. And then because of COVID, we started doing our Instagram live 5 days a week.
Yeah, and we did that for months, and that was great. I think everybody felt like they needed community, so we felt like we were part of this community, and we were lucky that we had this community. And I think, Elizabeth, you and I got more out of it than anyone. For me, it definitely kind of gave shape to my life. It gave me a reason to get myself organized and put on a real shirt and all that.
Yes, put on lipstick. Yeah. Yes, it definitely grounded me those first few months. It made me feel like I still had a purpose.
Yes.
And it was really nice because mom watched us every day.
That was fun.
And she would wave, do an emoji, a wave emoji, so we'd know she was there. We could give her a shout out. So that was really fun for all of us.
You know, it's funny though, looking back on the whole COVID situation, we did a coping during COVID-19 bonus episode, which was how to stay happier and calmer in difficult times. But the thing that surprised me, Elizabeth, was when I look back, we recorded and aired that on March 14th.
Wow.
Which now looking back, it had just started.
Yes. We had people were like, well, there's no way the kids can stay out of school past spring break. That would never happen.
Yeah.
Like in a million years.
Yeah.
And now March 14th. Yeah. It's like we weren't even wearing masks. I don't know.
No, I feel like March 13th was like the first day. March 14th was the day Eliza came home from college. I remember that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Also COVID related, in episode 269, I do always love a mantra, any excuse to choose a mantra. And we both picked, I think, good mantras for ourselves. Mine was put down the clipboard. And that was definitely something that I had to remind myself over and over and over again as the months have continued.
Yes. And mine, Gretch, was closer, stronger, lighter. I still have it up on my computer written on a post-it. I'm looking at it right now. And it definitely helped me focus all of my anxiety on, well, how do I want to leave COVID-19, which we have not left yet. We are still in the midst of it, but there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And I think the whole coming up with a mantra really resonated with listeners because I think everybody was searching for a way to sort of just like basically stay sane.
Yeah. Yeah. So that in episode 274, we did a deep dive into listeners' answers, and that was really fascinating to see getting responses from listeners. I love the response. So in episode 303, we talked about find a ritual to exorcise 2020 as we were coming up at the end of 2020.
Yes.
And people had such imaginative answers for how they would exorcise 2020.
Yeah, we have to just repeat one from Vanessa because it really won the prize.
Yes.
She said, 2020 was certainly a year worth burning, maybe even early. So in October, my friends and I built an 8-foot cardboard Viking ship with Captain COVID at the helm, filled it with the scourges of 2020 and a few fireworks, set it adrift in my pond, and shot flaming arrows at it until it burned. Behold, the 2020 Viking ship funeral pyre. I mean, nothing's ever going to be better than that.
No,
ever.
No. I mean, I'm just trying to imagine the life where you have the pond and the ability to build a cardboard Viking ship. And then also the pals with whom you shoot flaming arrows.
I know.
You can hit it. I mean,
yes,
I love that. I want to see a video of that.
I need a reality show about Vanessa's life. I want to watch that.
And by the way, I wanted to get the sparklers. I had my whole plan for the sparklers. Still, we have not used the sparklers. So I deserve a demerit for that.
All right. Well, I get a gold star, Gretch, because we did do ours.
Yes.
Our ritual was Adam and Jack and I wrote down things we hated about 2020 on little scraps of paper, and then we stuck them on the skewers we use for roasting marshmallows and burned them in our fire pit. And I must say, it was quite satisfying.
Yes. Well, we did talk about many things not related to COVID, though, fortunately.
Yes.
And so of the non-COVID related Try This at Homes that we loved, I mean, it is always so fun to talk about the 19 for 2019, 20 for 20, 21 for 21. And in episode 304, we talked about how we did on 20 for 20, which was uneven, I think it was able to say. And then in 307, we revealed our 21 for 21. And then in 309, we did a deep dive into listeners' ideas. That I always love and look forward to because I am always fascinated to see what people come up with on their list and then what they end up doing, which is also really interesting.
Yeah, Gretch, I should mention it was so funny because Leanne Dolan, who's one of the Satellite Sisters, you know, we love the Satellite Sisters. She was commenting that her favorite thing about our show is how little I ever accomplish on my list.
No.
she thought it was hilarious that one year, like one of the very few things I accomplished was buying a purse, which maybe doesn't seem like such an accomplishment. But, you know, I enjoy my list. Even if I don't get things done, I enjoy having my list. It's aspirational and it makes me feel good.
Well, and the thing is, what we've seen is that things often carry on over year after year. Like, you want to do the Integratron.
Yes.
And you will do it one day. Yes. I wanted to watch Mad Men. Yes, I finally tackled that. So yes. Sometimes you have to, like, it's not all going to happen even in the year, but it's, like, worth it to keep the list because it keeps it on your mind.
Absolutely.
I think this year, definitely one of the highlights was the unveiling of hashtag Read 21 and 21.
Oh, my God.
You yeah. and I love this, and everybody loves this. People are really excited for this. I think everybody needed something fun. Walk 20 and 20 was also a huge success. We heard from so many people who loved that. But Read 21 and 21 is just especially delightful. I think people are just loving this.
Yeah, and you know what is so great about it, Gretch, is your whole thing. I feel like the sort of fundamental basis of all of your work is live in an atmosphere of growth.
Yes.
And the thing about when you're reading, whatever you're reading, you're living in an atmosphere of growth. And yes. So I just feel like it is the easiest way to get a hit of happiness. It doesn't matter what you're reading, whether it's a celebrity memoir or great literature or a romance. It just makes you feel like you're living in an atmosphere of growth to read.
Well, it's interesting because one of the things people are commenting on already is how surprised they are by how much reading they're getting done. Just by reading 21 minutes a day, like, you really do have that feeling of growth when you see how many books you've read that you've, you know, maybe speaking of, like, been on the list for years, maybe you've been wanting to read this book for a long time. And then when you sit down and read, you actually, you get it done.
Yes. You know what I mean? Yes. And Gretch, I am writing down all the books I read and the dates I finish them. Just, I don't know, I've never done that before, but I'm doing it now.
But I think that's really satisfying. And again, it shows, it's like the ta-da list.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, in episode 310, we talked about a bunch of hacks for reading. And I don't remember if that's on it, but I think that's a great thing to suggest for people is that it is exciting to remember how much you've read. And, like, I have my thing where every week I post a photo, Gretchen Rubin Reads, of the books I've read that week. And it really is fun to look back and think, oh, I read this on that day, or a year ago today, that was my stack.
What were some of your other favorite hacks, Gretch?
Well, this was a year when we needed lots of whimsy and lots of delight. And episode 292, where we talked about create a hidden delight, was really fun. And then the deep dive into listeners' hidden delight in episode 296, that was just delightful. It was just fun to think of all these imaginative ways people had incorporated just some kind of delightful touch. I think a lot of people got a kick out of your mischievous monkey wallpaper.
I know, which, by the way, is still sitting on a roll. We still have to put it up. In fact, just yesterday, someone said, did you put that wallpaper up yet? So we have to do that because, yes, that is a delightful hidden delight.
Yes, yes. How about you, Elizabeth? What were some of your favorites?
Gretchen, I loved in 281, we talked about starting a social issues book club.
Yeah.
I joined a social issues book club, and it's been great because it's really focused me on reading books I might not have known about.
Yeah.
Also, I've met a whole new group of people, and it's multi-generational.
Yeah.
So we're talking about these issues from women who are 22 to maybe 80. So it's just great to have that range. And now, like, I've never been in book clubs before. Now I'm in that one and our happier book club.
Yes. Yeah. One of the things I realized as I was looking back over the year and my favorites is that a lot of my favorite episodes were deep dive episodes because we would throw out an idea. But what was really interesting was to hear what people did with it. So, like, in episode 296, we talked about why you might have a personal policy. And the episode I loved was the deep dive in episode 301, where people talked about all their different personal policies, because again, it's just people think of applying it in ways that wouldn't have occurred to me. And then I see all these possibilities of, like, oh, this could be really handy, or, oh, I see how someone gained from this idea in a way that is unexpected. So I love all the deep dives. We had a lot of deep dives this year, and those were a lot of my favorites.
Yeah, I think the personal policy is one that's going to, like, be a, like, a fundamental, because I think it really gives people the excuse to, like, do what they want to do by making it a personal policy.
Or stick to what they want to do.
Yes.
More consistently. Yeah.
Yes. Coming up, we will talk about some of our favorite hacks from this year. But first, this break.
We When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Gretchen. That's LinkedIn.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the flow knit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
Okay, Elizabeth, we love a hack, which is a quick, easy way to get a little boost of happiness without spending a lot of time, energy, or money. What are some of your favorite hacks?
Well, I loved Empower Hour, which is an episode 277. I think everybody was looking to incorporate social justice into their lives. And Empower Hour was a new spin on Power Hour,
yes,
which I also love, where people really took to dedicating that hour of the week to write postcards or make calls or just, you know, do something.
Yeah, that was great. That's very transcendent and sublime. I would say at the complete other end of the spectrum, I love talking about in episode 276, cornstarch, and how if you mix cornstarch and water, you can make a non-Newtonian fluid, which I highly recommend that everybody do with their kids or just for their own amusement, because it is just bonkers to see how it's both liquid and solid at the same time. So that was a hack I loved.
What's funny to me, Gretchen, is I feel like this year is just like a whole blur of Zoom hacks. I feel like my whole life was about improving my Zoom appearance and my Zoom presence.
Yeah, we talked about using the night setting to make yourself look better.
On Happier in Hollywood, Sarah and I talked about the touch up your appearance button, which if people don't know about, find the touch up your appearance feature on Zoom.
But the funny thing is, I heard you guys talking about it. I was so excited. I was like, this is going to like change my look. It's going to be such an improvement. I go on. It was already on.
Oh,
I was like, oh my gosh, I'm already improved.
It's not getting better than this.
It's not going to get any better.
Another hack, Gretch, which was great, especially during these times of the pandemic, is the skylight frame, which is a photo frame you can email photos to and they appear in seconds. So it's a great gift for someone who you can't see in person. You can send them photos and update the frame. And we heard that a lot of people got this after we mentioned it.
Yeah, we mentioned it in the context when we were talking about ways to connect with people over a long distance and to stay in touch with people when you couldn't like travel to see them. And a listener had suggested this. And we just heard from a lot of people who were like, oh, that sounded so intriguing. I went and got it. So that was interesting. Now, just in general for hacks, like I love hacks because I just love like the quick, easy fix. And so for episode 290, we just were like, we're going all in on hacks. So
yes.
I did love our extravaganza of hacks. It was pandemic, clutter, relationships, just
hack, 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 hack.
Yes. I love how sometimes they're so tiny and then other times they could really change your life.
Oh, somebody wrote me an ecstatic hack about using the toilet paper roll to hold your wrapping paper. And I was like, you and I get it. Like this, there's something so deeply satisfying about this. It's a trivial thing in the context of a happy life. And yet the boost you get is totally disproportionate.
Well, and everyone's going to have a toilet paper roll at home. Yes, that is something hopefully we all have access to.
Yes, yes, it's an empty toilet paper roll. Well, so what were some of our other favorite moments? One of my favorite moments was recording the audiobook of A Christmas Carol. I did love doing that. And people really, I was like, are people going to enjoy this? And it seemed like they really did. So that was exciting.
People love that. Yeah, yeah, that was you and Chuck sort of really went all in on that. And I think people loved it.
Yeah.
Speaking of Chuck Gretsch, because of course we can't do this without him. It was very exciting. We won a Webby Award this year. I mean, that was, I felt like that was such a pat on the back.
Yes, that was exciting.
And by the way, as we're talking about Chuck, in honor of our anniversary, he has put together a selection of our ahs and ums and really highlights all of the work he does do on editing the podcast. So stick around after the credits and you'll get to hear all of our ahs and ums.
Yeah, every week we have a button, if you don't know about it, at the very end of the episode. And this button is funny. Something that a lot of people have been talking about, an interview that really struck people was Ron Lieber's interview in episode 311 about the price you pay for college. It seems like a lot of people have been talking about that and responding to that.
Yes, I have seen so much talk about that. And I think it's just something that it can be on your mind, whether, you know, your kid is 9 months old or 15 years old. Yeah. You're sort of thinking about college from the second you get pregnant.
Yeah.
And I think Ron was great at sort of breaking it down.
Yeah. But I would say overall, it was a year heavy on whimsy. We really tried to lean into the whimsy and look for the whimsy and the delight because we just felt like everybody needed it. We needed it. Everybody needed it. So I thought that was really great this year.
Yeah. And Gretch, I have to tell you, the word whimsy, I feel like is now like one of my words I use most often in life. Like I'm always searching for the whimsy. And when, you know, Sarah and I are rebooting Fantasy Island for Fox and we're always like, what's the whimsy? I can't share any of it because it's got to be a surprise, but we're always looking for the whimsy.
Yeah. You got to bring the whimsy. Absolutely.
Yes. And we needed that whimsy this year. Of all the years we've done the show, like this year was just such a blur.
Yes.
Time just lost meaning. In fact, I think I would never even know a week had passed if we didn't have a new episode coming out.
Yes. And because we record at home now, instead of going into the studio, that made it even more boundaryless.
Yes.
For us. Yeah.
Yes. One time I think I even recorded in my robe because it just, it happens.
Why not?
It happens.
Yeah.
I am wearing lipstick today, Gretch, in honor of our 6th anniversary.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yes. Okay, coming up, we are going to talk about our top 6 episodes of the year, but first this break. Gretch, I love eating sandwiches like a grilled cheese or a peanut butter sandwich is my ideal lunch, but I'm very aware of my carb intake, so oftentimes I avoid sandwiches. Luckily, Hero Bread has remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories. Plus, it has protein and fiber. I have been using it to make grilled cheeses, and I use their tortillas to make a cheese quesadilla, and I am in heaven.
Hero Bread tastes great, has a terrific texture, and helps you meet your nutrition goals. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use happier at checkout. That's happier at hero.co.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Gretchen, when I started my career,
therapy really helped me work through all of my stresses so that I was able to concentrate at work and do a good job.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GretchenRubin.
Okay, listen, I always think that it's interesting to know what other people are interested in. And we've never looked to see, like, what were the top episodes of the year? So I thought this year would be fun to look to see.
Yes.
What were our top performing episodes?
Yes. Number one was episode 265, Give a Sensorium Gift, a deep dive into suggestions to #Walk2020. And a conversation hack.
Oh, well, now I love that episode because I love the sensorium gift. Like, love, 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 love the sensorium gift.
Yes.
And then I think Walk 20 and 20, like, people were looking for hacks for that because people were really on board with that. So that's not surprising. Episode 263, What's Your Guiding Question? A twist on 20 for 20. And bestselling author Dan Heath talks about a better way to solve problems. Well, again, I think people love 20 for 20. So I wonder if that was part of why that was really popular, because everybody's looking for different ways to do those lists.
Yes. And then this isn't surprising. Here's an episode we already mentioned. Bonus episode, Coping During COVID-19, How to Stay Happier and Calmer in Difficult Times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I should go back and listen to that one again. I'm sure I could use it still.
Well, and then keeping in the theme of coping with stress, episode 264 was Keep a Stress Diary, and why keeping a stress diary was good. Stop Rinsing Dirty Dishes, and Jordan Harbinger explains how to network better.
Stop Rinsing Dirty Dishes. I was just thinking about that this morning as I was rinsing dirty dishes.
It's hard to resist.
Why am I doing this?
Why is it so hard to resist that?
Gretch, another popular one was episode 266, Beware the Myths of Spring Cleaning. Rusty O'Kelly explains how to ace a job interview and a reminder about real ID.
Yeah. Yeah, well, beware the myths of spring cleaning is certainly, like, we're coming up on spring cleaning now, so that's timely. Oof. Again, if you
yes.
are, like, a person who likes to do spring cleaning. And then the number six one was episode 269, Choose a COVID-19 Mantra, which we mentioned. A fun way to celebrate these difficult days, and Casey Schwartz talks about attention.
Yes. Love Casey Schwartz's book.
And, you know, Alyssa, we know we have at least 112 million downloads because that's the last time we checked. Uh-huh. So we know we have more than that, which is great.
Yes. I have to thank our listeners for keeping those downloads going.
Yes. Yes. And we still want to hear from people about your favorite moments. We're going to do a deep dive into listeners' answers. So let us know your favorite Try This at Home, your favorite hacks, your favorite moments. And so we will go over those. Plus, we will highlight the six top episodes ever. We're going to do a very special episode, so send them in. But Elizabeth, here's a spoiler alert. A few people have already mentioned my favorite moment of all time. Can you guess what it is?
I can. I know what it's going to be.
Okay,
the egg.
Yeah.
Anyone who doesn't know, we had a segment about unfortunate gifts.
This was so far back. This is way.
Yes. And I talked about how I gave my mother-in-law for Christmas, not the only thing, but one of the items was an electric callus remover. And when I said, you know, maybe that wasn't a great gift.
No, because in your defense, you're like, I would like to get this. So
yes.
I'm going to give it.
Yes, it was something I desperately wanted, and never did it cross my mind that that could be, like, taken the wrong way. And she's so gracious, she would never indicate that it wasn't a great gift.
My goodness.
But anyway, it was, yeah.
Oh,
last time
gosh.
I gave one of those.
Now, I mean, if I need to, like, smile for a photograph, and I, you know how you can't make yourself smile?
Yeah.
Either think about Jamie doing Lord of the Dance in his boxer shorts, which he did, like, the first year we were married, and I've been laughing about that ever since. Or you talking about the pet egg, and that makes a genuine smile come into my face every time. So let us know your favorite moments. We
yes.
want to relive them with you.
Yes, I can't wait for that episode.
Okay, now, Demerits and Gold Stars, in honor of our sixth anniversary, Elizabeth, We are going to skip demerits. Who needs a demerit this week? We're just going to like skip that altogether.
Absolutely. We want to give a big gold star to all of you listeners for listening, especially for those who have taken the time to rate, review, and subscribe. It is such a big help to the podcast.
Yes, it is a huge help. And you have heard us say many times how helpful it is when someone recommends our show to someone new. That is truly the way that we get new listeners. So in honor of our 6th anniversary, we are asking you for a favor, a way to get a gold star from us. We are asking you to take the time to email or text a link to the show to a friend, a coworker, a family member, anyone who you think would enjoy the show. And because we know that some people really do go out of their way to help, we figured out a way to show our appreciation.
And it uses the number 6, which is emblematic of our 6th anniversary, and one of my past one-word themes, the number 6.
Yes. Okay, so this is a special thank you. If you send the link to 6 friends, family members, coworkers, we will send you a sheet of gold stars to show our appreciation because we all love those gold stars. Now, this is the honor system, so we will take your word for it. We can only do this in U.S. and Canada, alas, because of mailing costs. These are actually something that we will mail to you. So U.S. and Canada, we've created a form where you can enter your mailing info. We'll put the link in the show notes as always. This is happiercast.com/315, but we've also made a specific one that goes right to the form, which is happiercast.com/share. If you want to just go straight there after you've emailed it to 6 friends.
And if you're not sure how to email or text the link from your device, we'll post some easy instructions in the show notes, happiercast.com/315.
But here's the nutshell version. For most people, if you're on your device, at the bottom corner, if you click around, you'll probably find it. But if you want specific instructions, we will include them for Apple, Android, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And we'll keep this open for a while. So if you're hearing this down the road after the episode first comes out, don't worry. We still want to send you those gold stars.
Yes, we want to spread the gold stars around and to say thank you to everyone who does this. We really, really do appreciate it.
Yes. And finally, Gretch, what are we reading this week? I am reading Deacon King Kong by James McBride.
And I just finished Professional Troublemaker, The Fear Fighter Manual by Lovey Ajayi Jones.
Yeah, who knows how many books we will have read by our 7th anniversary.
Yes. And that's it for this episode of Happier. Thank you for listening. We are so happy to be doing this. And be sure to let us know your favorite moments for the last year and of all time. We want to know.
Yes. Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, for everything.
Yes, thank you, Chuck.
And everyone at Cadence 13, get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram at Gretchen Rubin, and I'm at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com. Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Craft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, okay.
What are those things called? All right. Where's yeah, Gretch, like,
so no, no, here's a couple, wait.
Wait,
and so what am I saying?
from the Onward Project.